Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. So you're wondering, what's going to happen today? Well, I'll tell you. Today I'm going to be doing a telephone interview with Toby and Brooke Manolis. They are Messianic recording artists. I'm going to feature some of their music, and then we're going to talk to them and learn about their story. It's going to be so much fun. And somebody out there is going to win a coupon for bagels. Today, the coupon is going to be from Balsam Bagels at 288 Winton Road, North Winton Road. I just had a bagel from there, and it was delicious. So stay with me, and I'll be right back. Well, for those of you that don't know, Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're a Messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles worshiping together side by side. We believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the Messiah as prophesied in the Old Testament. And Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. Our services are every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m., and while you're there, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon and also on Thursdays from 3 to 7. At the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can get all kinds of books, prayer shawls, CDs, shofars, and cards and jewelry. And it's wonderful. You must go in there and say hi to Elizabeth. If you are listening to this program and you live in the Buffalo, Lockport, or Medina area and you love Messianic music, then I would encourage you to visit Congregation Berth Hadashah. They are a Messianic congregation that meets on Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. Their address there is 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, New York. And as I said a minute ago, somebody's going to win a coupon for bagels today. Today I'm featuring a coupon from Balsam Bagels at 288 North Winton Road. You're listening to the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel, and we'll just let him finish out the song because he's got such a booming voice, and I love it. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim, shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, that was Jonathan Sattel. You probably could pick up that CD at the Fig Tree Bookstore at Shema. It's from the Sattel Gallery. And when you come to services at Shema Yisrael, you'll often hear us begin every service with that very song, Shabbat Shalom. We all walk around and shake hands and hug and greet one another. And it's a wonderful way to begin our service. And I did promise you that we're going to be doing some music from Toby and Brooke Manolis, but I've got to get my Shabbat songs out of my system. And this is one of my favorites right now with Craig Taubman. It's the Shabbat Shalom song. Got to do it.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos, just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh,
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, and that's what I wish for you today, my friends. I wish you lots of shalom, lots of peace. I know some of you out there are going through some trials, tribulations, and struggles. So I just want to encourage you that God is with you. And sometimes things are not as bad as you think they are. You know, you just have to have a little faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in yourself. Just know that He is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And don't give in to a spirit of fear. If you find yourself getting caught up with fear, you have to take a stand. You have to say no. You have to say, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And just fight against it. Remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. All right. Well, I promised you some music from Toby and Brooke Manolis. This is called The Return.
No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and all the earth can't say a word. There is no other faithful God who is faithful to the sons of men. We stand before you, Lord, unclean. We wither, all of us, like leaves, and no one calls upon your name. But by your ways we are redeemed. Bring us back to you and we will come. your face toward us again.
Song. That was Brooke singing. We're going to be talking with Toby and Brooke in just a little while. That was called The Return. Well, I want to thank you all so much for listening to Bangles and Blessings. It's a miracle that I'm on the air for over 17 years. And the reason why I've been able to stay on the air is because of my sponsors and because of listeners like you. And one of my sponsors is Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. I just want to thank them so much for sponsoring the program. Please call them at 889-7840 if you have any problems at all with your furnace or if you need a new furnace. They are very reliable. They love the Lord. Their service is just fantastic. fantastic, and they have the right name because they are excellent. That's Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Call them today at 585-889-7840. And I will say this, that, you know, messianic music can be awfully peppy sometimes, and you run around and you jump and you might snap something, you might hear a little snap, crackle, pop, and if that happens, then I know just the place. Listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
And let's say hello again to Toby and Brooke Manolis. This one is called Hodu Ladonai.
One, two, three, four.
Give thanks to Adonai. The God of gods and the Lord of lords, Kileo Lam Kasto, who alone does great wonders, Kileo Lam Kasto, who skillfully made all creation, Kileo Lam Kasto.
Well, that's the truth. His grace and love are forever. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I think we should hear what's going on over in Haaretz Yisrael. Here's David Silver.
The Carmel Alert, updating you on the latest strategic developments in Israel and the Middle East.
Shalom, this is David Silver with the Carmel Alert Radio News Report for the week ending January the 23rd, 2015. IDF forces on the northern border were on maximum alert Monday as reports emerged that an airstrike in Syrian territory on Sunday targeted high-level members of the Lebanese Shiite terror militia Hezbollah, which foreign sources say was carried out by Israel. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard general and some of his senior aides were also killed in the attack. Hezbollah immediately vowed to avenge the attack, in which several of its senior operatives, including Jihad Munjaneer, the son of slain terrorist mastermind Imad Munjaneer, were confirmed as killed. In total, the strike killed 6 Iranian soldiers, including the general, as well as 6 members of Hezbollah. They were all in a convoy of 3 cars. As usual, Israel has neither confirmed nor denied that it was responsible. However, both Hezbollah and Iran have threatened to repay Israel for the attack. Therefore, Israeli security services are now on high alert. Meanwhile, inside Israel, security forces arrested 7 Arab citizens of Israel who had sworn allegiance to the Islamic State and were planning to join the jihad group in Syria and were plotting to carry out attacks in Israel, including against the Arab Druze minority, the secret service Shin Bet said on Sunday. The men, all from the Galilee region of Israel, were indicted on Sunday on several counts, including membership in an illegal organization. IS was declared illegal in Israel in September. The police and Shin Bet conducted the arrests and subsequent interrogations during November and December. The discovery of the cell and the foiling of the plot to acquire weapons and shoot Druze citizens of Israel, who are considered infidels by radical Sunni Muslims, points to a dangerous escalation, said a spokesman for the Shin Bet. Terror once again struck the citizens of Israel, this time in Tel Aviv on Wednesday morning. A 22-year-old Arab man boarded a peak-hour city bus, stabbing the bus driver and wounding him seriously, and then went on to stab more than 14 other passengers, causing light to serious wounds. Fortunately, the bus driver was able to open the bus doors, allowing most of the passengers to escape. After his rampage through the bus, the young Arab also escaped through the open doors and fled on foot. Security guards who were following the bus in a car saw what was taking place and pursued the young man, shooting him in the leg and arresting him. The bus driver and other wounded passengers were treated at the scene and then relocated to several Tel Aviv hospitals. Prime Minister Netanyahu and other politicians laid the blame at the foot of Mahmoud Abbas and other Palestinian Authority officials, accusing them of continuing to incite violence among their people by their strong anti-Israel rhetoric. Meanwhile, Hamas leaders in the Gaza Strip described the attack in Tel Aviv as heroic. Palestinian media in the West Bank also celebrated the attack. As the week came to a close, tensions on the northern border remained high, with Israel moving in Patriot weapon systems and tanks in case of a retaliatory attack by Hezbollah or Syria. Some roads along the northern border were also closed, and residents are being warned to stay indoors. And finally in today's report, Jerusalem Mayor Nir Birkat announced on Tuesday that a large infusion by the national government of nearly 800 million shekels into the capital's municipal budget will allow the city to embark on a large-scale program of development in 2015. Several projects to improve education, culture, sports, services, transportation, and economic development in Jerusalem's neighborhood are planned. He said that every Jerusalem resident will feel how the budget in 2015 will significantly improve their quality of life in the city. Mayor Birkat thanked the Prime Minister, the Treasury, government ministers, and the Municipal Budget Division for financially enabling the future development of the city of Jerusalem. That's all in this week's report. Be sure to tune in again next week for the latest news coming out of Israel and the Middle East. Shalom.
The Carmel Alert is brought to you by Out of Zion Ministries, based on Mount Carmel, North Israel. For more information, visit our webpage, www.outofzion.com.
Next, we've got Kumi Ori with Toby and Brooke Manolis.
Clothe yourself in strength.
Shake off your dust, Jerusalem. Be free from the chains that you have been bound in. Oh, captive daughter of Zion. Awake, O Zion. Clothe yourself in strength. Shake off your dust, Jerusalem. Be free from the chains.
If you've been longing for some Eastern European delicacies, wonderful meals, well, have I got a deal for you. Europa Cafe at 1694 Penfield Road in Penfield. It's open from Tuesday to Sunday from 8 to 3. You can have breakfast or lunch there. Delicious paninis, crepes, cabbage rolls, blintzes,
all kinds of Eastern European desserts and pastries, Europa Cafe. And right next door is their Europa Deli, open 7 days a week, Monday, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 10 to 4. At the Europa Deli, you can have all kinds of Eastern European specials, pierogies, herring, all kinds of fish, cold cuts, delicious food. So that's Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Come on in and you will be so glad you did. And now here's a word from Joel Chernoff.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Israeli bioengineers are testing an innovative program holding great promise for quadriplegics. Patients can use their nasal breath to communicate and gain mobility by converting nasal pressure into electrical impulses. Every year, 5,000 Americans have spinal cord injuries resulting in quadriplegia. Israel may soon present these patients a new world of opportunities. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, here's a chance for you to win a coupon from Balsam Bagels from 288 North Winton Road. There is no time for you to go on the air, so if you know the answer to this, just call 222-2990. Who was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire? Who was it? He was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire. Who was that? 222-2990. And we're going to have to say goodbye to the Schlepps with Gimme Bagels, because we're going to say hello to Toby and Brooke Manolis. Shabbat shalom, guys. Are you there?
Yes, yeah, sorry. I hear loud music. Not so much you.
Oh, goodness. You better turn your radio down, girl.
Hi, Toby's on his way. He's changing the baby, so I'm standing in for both of us at the moment.
You've got your husband trained well, hon. Congratulations, by the way. That's awesome. Well, we've been enjoying your music very much.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a real blessing that you're sharing it.
Well, I think the blessing is all ours, my dear. So while we're waiting for Toby, I'll just start with you. I was looking your bio over, and it seems like neither one of you were raised in a Jewish home, but you both found your way into Messianic Judaism. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, I specifically, both my parents weren't Jewish, but I was raised with just my mom, and she always felt that it was important that I be raised with the Jewish roots of our faith, which was crazy because it really wasn't popular at that time. So along with our Christmas tree and the Easter bunnies that we would get, we would have a makeshift Passover Seder and, have a little Hanukkah that she bought at our local Jewish community center. And so I grew up really, really, really loving the Jewish people and the Jewish customs. So when we found Messianic Judaism when I was 13 years old, I was like, yes, of course, it's a no-brainer. I'm done.
Wow, your mama was incredible to do that.
Yes, I mean, it's really out of the ordinary and beautiful.
Wow. So, okay, so you were raised up in a believing home, and you know, you've heard that old expression a million times that being in a bakery doesn't make you a bagel any more than being in a believing home makes you a believer. So when did you decide for yourself that you were really going to follow the Messiah?
When I was about, I accepted the Lord into my heart when I was a really little kid, and it was very real. But when I was 12, I really latched on to, I guess, the vision of the Lord, and just and that I wanted Him to take over my life. And I know it's young, but I was completely aware. And I was leading some Christian clubs on our on our campus at my middle school. And it's crazy. God really ignited me with a flame that yes, you know, I kind of got, oh, you know, a few times lost along the way, but it never died. And it's ever since then, it's just been really powerful.
Great. Give me a heads up when Toby's on the line, too, so I can
ask. He's actually right here, right now.
Cool. Well, Toby, tell me how you found your way into Messianic Judaism.
Yes. It was really like a Paul in Damascus moment, and Shaul in Damascus moment. I'm not comparing myself to Rabbi Shaul, but I'm saying that it was like an immediate thing. I was raised in the Baptist church, was not born or raised Jewish. So for me, it was, you know, growing up in the church, I already knew the Messiah. And my dad had heard of this little place in Macon, a Messianic congregation called Beth Yeshua, and he would my dad had found it first, and he was visiting, and I was involved in another church, and he would tell me all about it. And the one thing about my dad is that he never cried. He never got emotional. But every time he would talk about the things he was learning there, he would get emotional and start crying. I'm like, there's got to be something to this place that can make my dad cry.
Wow.
Right. So I had left that church, you know, for some other reasons, you know, and just had moved on. And I didn't have a place to go, and I told my mom, I said, you know, we should just try this place, Beth Yeshua. My dad always talks so highly about it, and it seems to have an effect on him. Let's go, you know. And it was a Messianic congregation. We drove down to Macon. We lived in the Atlanta area at the time, but we drove down to Macon, and I walked in, and I think the best way I can describe it is, if you're outside in cold weather and you walk into a house that's got heat on, you immediately feel that warmth. That was, I felt the Holy Spirit, and I saw tallits, and I saw kippahs, and I heard the liturgy, and I heard Hebrew, and I didn't understand everything I was hearing, but I knew that it was truth. And I remember, you know, and I'm very careful about how I talk about hearing the voice of the Lord, but I know that when I walked out after that service, the Lord said, everything you knew is gone. This is, you know, life as you knew it's over. And it was really like a Ruth thing. I mean, you know, the more I learned, and for me, it was like your people shall be my people, your God shall be my God. And I just grabbed onto God's ways and the love for the Jewish people and for the restoration of Israel and for the revival of the Jewish people and eventually, of course, the return of Messiah. And for me, Messianic Judaism is the prophetic timepiece of the body of believers, the prophetic heart of the body of believers. I think that, so that's what it is for me, and that's what happened. I've never looked back since, though.
Amen. I'm going to ask you the same thing that I asked Brooke. So you grew up in a believing home, but of course there had to come a time when it became real and personal for you, when you had to make your own decision. Do you remember when that was?
When I made a real personal decision to...
To follow Yeshua.
To follow Yeshua. You mean in the Messianic movement?
No, just in general. Like you grew up in a believing home, and you know your parents taught you, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. I remember, you know, as a kid, you know, it in the church it was a lot about, like, you know, do you accept Jesus? So of course in church is Jesus, you know, but do you accept Yeshua into your heart, you know, and do you accept it? And you know, we would all do it as kids, you know, we would go forward because we were taught the importance of salvation. But for me, I think it was when I was around 11 years old, I was at this summer conference, and everything I had done up until that point was kind of prompted and taught by my parents. they were like, hey, do you understand what, you know, the Lord did? Do you understand what God did by sending a Messiah down? Yes, you know, I do understand those things. But this, my parents weren't there. And I was at this conference, and they were calling people up, and I already believed. But for me, it was like at this, like, little invitational thing, they were inviting people up, you know, and I just remember, like, I don't know why, but I feel like I need to stand up and walk up there. I don't know why. It's like, I'm already saved. I'm already a child of God. I don't know what, and I don't know, something just took over. I got up and I walked up there. I couldn't stop crying. I was 11 years old. Aww. I remember this guy who did sign language. Like, I remember he put his hand on me, and I just, you know, was kind of like patting my back. And I felt like that was from the Lord. I felt like that was God saying, yes, you're supposed to come up here. And for me, the significance was, you did that on your own. You heard me. I'm talking to you. And that was kind of how it was. That was, you know, mom and dad wasn't there. You actually did what the Holy Spirit prompted you to do. So that was like my first encounter with God one-on-one without the teaching of my parents, you know?
Fabulous. Well, I think it's great that I've got both of you on the line, because through the years, I have talked to couples, and I write a blog about relationships, and I'm a romantic at heart, and I have a wonderful husband that God has blessed me with, and I really love to ask couples this question, and I don't care which one of you answers, but I want to know, how did you know that he or she was the one?
Oh, we love that story.
Don't all talk at once.
for me, I grew up enamored with the idea of my wife. I had my periods of being wayward and not making good choices and choosing the wrong thing. But the idea of I never dated all these girls. I never like had, you know, as far as girls and relationships, I always was enamored of the idea of my wife. I always wanted to meet my wife. Even when I was making bad decisions, I was like, I'm looking for that girl I'm supposed to marry. So I had that, but obviously, the Lord had a lot to show me. And I remember when I met Brooke, we were really good friends for a while, you know, for like a year.
Yep.
We were good friends, and I remember I always put her in what is called the friend zone. For me, it was just like, and my sister would talk about, like, who's this girl Brooke you're talking to a lot? And I said, it's just friend. And people would be like, well, who's this girl Brooke? It's just friend, you know. It wasn't until I realized that, like, at the end of every night, I would call her. Like, when I got home, after I was hanging out, I would just, like, before I went to bed, I would call Brooke. And I was like, there's something different here. I almost, like, don't want to admit it, but there's something, I think, kind of going on. So we started dating, and I still went through a lot of anxiety. I was like, I don't know.
And we were long distance. So dating meant, I like you.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to call each other still. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And
were you living in the same town?
No, we didn't. We met in Roswell, Bethel, in Roswell, through a mutual friend. She lived in Dallas. She was there as a guest worship leader. I was there with the worship team from Macon. I was playing bass at the time. And we just happened. So we stayed in touch through Facebook.
And then the phone.
Mm. So we were like, you know, so here we are. And, you know, kind of, I'm like, I like you. I know this is something more than friendship. But I don't know if this is it. It wasn't until we went to, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, the discipleship program called Beit Maresha.
But now it's called Heritage House.
Now it's called Heritage House. It's led by Ira and Gloria Brower.
Oh.
From Boca Raton, at Chaim Congregation.
Okay.
And they had a 10-day intensive, and I'd raised up money. I was going to go to the Messiah Conference that year, or go to Beit Mareshet. And I was told by a friend, go to Beit Mareshet if you really want some intense personal discipleship, because the Messiah Conference is great, but Beit Mareshet is smaller, so you're going to get more attention, and you're going to get taught a lot more intensive things. Mm-hmm. It was a 10-day thing. Come to find out, Brooke got invited.
It was crazy. It was really miraculous because one of the guys who was leading it, all out of the blue, completely emailed me.
Didn't know we were dating.
No. Emailed me and said, hey, I really think you should come. You know, I think we can get you a scholarship, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, I had like $150 left to raise. And I was like, okay, well, and a friend of mine came up to me and said, how much do you have left? And I told him, I said, I'm going to write you a check for it. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was completely God. So I was like, okay, this is obviously, you know, God's doing something with this disciples are training program.
So I was already set in him and going locked in, and then suddenly we find out we were, like, elated. And I was like, oh, my God, for 10 days we're going to be, like... But then we get there, and it's in Boca Raton, Florida, and...
And we see each other, and we're like, yay!
Yay! And one of the directors of the program was Gary Kibowitz, and he pulled me and Brooke off the side and said, hey, just want to let you guys know, we're so happy that you guys are possibly dating and possibly considering a future together, but this is about you and God, not you and her, or, you know, you and him. So we're going to have to kind of keep you guys separate for the next 10 days.
Aww.
Oh,
oh no. It was, and we hadn't seen each other in, like, what, a month?
In, like, a month. So
we were like, that totally took the wind out of our sails, but we knew God was doing something.
God is up to something. And what it was for 10 days, I really couldn't. I kind of had to keep my distance from her, and it drove me insane. So I think that made me realize, like, I'm really crazy about this girl. But there was a day, we were one of the things that we had to have every day there was a 30-minute devotion every morning.
Yes.
And I had a devotion, and the Lord led me to Psalm 112, which is like the Shabbat blessing for a man of God is Psalm 112, you know. And I happened to kind of get a few minutes with Brooke, and I said, hey, I did my, you know, devotional on the Psalm 112 day. She said, I did my devotional Proverbs.
No, that's not what happened. Hold on. What happened was we were asked to talk about our devotion. And so I spoke up.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I said, I know it sounds cliche, but the Lord led me to Proverbs 31. And you know, it was a fresh revelation. But then I looked at Toby's face, and his mouth was agape. Yeah. And I was like, I read Psalm 112. We were both like, that's pretty cool.
Aww.
I know. That was, for me, that was God saying, this is the Proverbs 31 woman I have for you. She is.
And I knew a long time ago.
Yes.
So this is his,
knew. So.
That's so sweet. Well, I don't want to take too much time away, but I'm thrilled for you guys, and that's so encouraging. I know there's a lot of single people listening to the program, and they're still praying and hoping for the one, and we just got to encourage them to keep praying. But I want to know some more from you guys. I want to know about your music. I want to know, were both of you raised in a musical home? How do you write music? What's going on musically with you guys?
Well, I was raised in a musical home. My mom actually was a jazz singer, in like the '60s and seventies before she became a believer, and then she was a gospel singer. My uncles in music, my cousins, my grandma. I mean, there really wasn't a way I was going to get out of it.
You got it in your genes. Got it in your genes, girl.
Yes, like I wouldn't have fun with my family if I didn't pick up something musical. So I was in, you know, I was raised doing that. I was, you know, was in choir as a kid and did musical theater up until I was about 20. And but I've been, you know, I was a worship leader really since I was about 15. Started my youth group and then, you know, kind of kept leading, and then I became a backup worship leader for my congregation, my old congregation in Texas, Baruch Hashem, in Dallas. And so music's always, it's always been with me. It's always been, you know, part of me. And then, Toby, I'll let you talk about yours.
I was not raised in a musical home, actually, interestingly enough. I was raised, like, kind of like, my dad was a big athlete, and I was kind of like, he was kind of like, okay, you know, he really had me into sports as a kid, and it really didn't catch on with me. So I didn't start playing guitar even until I was almost 20. I was 19, and if there's any musicians out there listening, that's like, oh, I didn't start playing guitar when I was 5, so I might as well. It's never too late for God, if it's in his will, to gift you in that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, Moses was 80. I know people say that a lot. I'm just at the right young age of 80. I didn't write my first song until I was 29. And I'm 34 now, but for me, I started playing bass when I was 19. When I began attending Beth Yeshua, they were looking for a bass player. It was really the Lord. The worship leader came up to me and said, hey, I'm looking for a bass player. Do you want to give it a shot? Yeah. Then the Lord moved the worship leader on, and then I was the worship leader next, you know. And then
we got married, and we were both the worship leaders.
Then we got married, and Brooke moved to Georgia, and we were both the worship leaders at Beth Yeshua Macon for 4 years.
And that's really when God kind of, you know, skyrocketed our personal ministry together.
Yeah. Like
writing songs and then developing the website that we now have, dayandnightworship.com.
And that's, you know, that was how our songwriting started when we got married. And I wrote my first song when I was 29. It was Psalm 29, Give God an Eye and Do. And I was a late bloomer with songwriting and with music. And with Brooke, it was always ingrained in her. So,
well, you guys do just beautiful stuff together. And I also want to hear a little bit about this video. I understand there was a video contest with the Messianic Times, and it was about Hanukkah. What can you tell me about that?
I was actually sick in bed and home from work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was in November, and Brooke said, Toby, I just thought you'd like to know there's a 60-second Hanukkah video contest hosted by the Messianic Times, and I'm big into filmmaking. It's a huge hobby. I'd love for it to be my, you know, occupation. I love to do short films and video editing and film editing. And so Brooke knows that's my, you know, that's something that's kind of like my passion. So she said, Toby, this is an opportunity for you to do something not only that you love doing, but for something that you're passionate about as far as in Messianic Judaism, the movement that we are a part of. It's my life, you know. And so I said, okay, and immediately, it was immediate. I didn't even have to brainstorm. The Lord gave me this vision, and the vision was a woman lighting candles in a home, and she can't find her candles, and she can't find the matches. She's setting up the candles and can't find the matches. The Lord gave it all to me immediately. And but then when she comes back into the kitchen after she finds the matches, her husband is there, and he's about to light them. And they kind of shared this moment of, like, you know, it's a sweet moment. And then, and so it was, how can you capture Hanukkah in 60 seconds? And we've showed this video to quite a few people. What's really neat is that everybody kind of gets something different from it. Like, from my mother, when I showed it to my mother, for me, you know, she was preparing, even without her husband there. She was preparing anyway. And, you know, God was honoring the fact that she was preparing. And the husband actually was a soldier, which, you know, some people have called that, some people haven't, but the husband was an IDF soldier.
Oh.
That's how we kind of had it, yeah, because we wanted to kind of, you know, pay tribute to, you know, the IDF and what's going on in Israel, you know, what's going on in the land. So I was dressed up as an IDF soldier. Some people have called that, some people haven't, but I don't really expect people, I guess, to get something essentially what, you know.
That was what we liked about it, was that it wasn't, we weren't telling you how to feel and what mm-hmm. to think. We felt that the video left itself up for some interpretation.
And how many entries do you know took part? Like, how many people tried to win?
I'm not sure. I just know that.
I don't know how many entries there were.
But there was the top three. Yeah. And then they voted on the top three, and we won that one. But for us, the vision was, the meaning of Hanukkah is not just a time in the winter.
Specific time.
It's not for a specific. It's not just the meaning of Hanukkah. It's not just a specific for a specific time. It's every day. It's God providing in times of trouble and in the storm. God is going to provide a way or a person or a circumstance that is going to get us through. You know, and that was kind of what. Subtly, we wanted to let people know, I guess, that for us, Hanukkah is, you know, is a time where we celebrate what God has done for His people since the beginning, and that's, you know, getting us through.
And you won.
Yeah.
Very exciting,
and we were humbled, and we were very happy about that. So
next, there's going to be a full feature film. Coming out when? Next year?
God willing.
We would love to do something. I'd love to do something like that if I had to.
I think we're going to see more of that in the Messianic movement. More representatives in every area
of
filmmaking,
art,
whatever. You know, I think that it's breaking
because
out.
If it's anything that I've seen in the last 10 years, it's that there's so much more going on in Messianic Judaism in 2015 than there was in 2006. Or 2005, when I first became part of the movement. In just past 10 years, I've seen God pour out. And at the leadership summit last weekend, we were talking to leaders who were like, oh my gosh, we got a building within a year. Like, God is pouring out on this movement. It's really beautiful to see.
It is. Now, you mentioned your website. Did you say Night and Day Worship?
It's Day and Night.
Oh, like, I was close.
All together. Yeah, dayandnightworship.com. And that's where you can find me and Brooke's music, which we offer our music free.
With with the chord charts and everything.
With the chord charts, because not only do we want people to hear our music and worship to it, but we want worship leaders and worshipers to be able to play it. And so we would provide the sound.
Like an audio file,
the whole song, the chords, and we, you know, a little bit of what the song's about, because we feel like, man, God has been so liberal and blessing us with songs, you know, we want to pay that forward. But it's also a place where we also want it to be a place where other Messianic musicians and worship leaders can have a voice, and that's what our radio show on Lamb Radio has given us an opportunity to do. Day and Night Worship is what the name of that show, and we interview
mm-hmm.
musicians and worship leaders, and we play their music, and we put the podcast on the website because we realize that, like, wow, it's not just about our music, it's about
all of our music.
That's interesting. Wow. I'm a worship leader. I'll just throw that out there. But yeah, that's right. You and I both host a program on Messianic Lamb Radio. I mean, folks listening, I don't know if you realize this, besides doing Bagels and Blessings here live on 990 AM in Rochester, I do a couple of internet shows, one of them on Messianic Lamb Radio and the other on WTRCRadio.com. So we have that in common, guys.
I know.
and we just want our fellow brothers and sisters to be made aware that there's a lot of people that God's pouring His Spirit out on. And one of the neatest things we got was from a young lady who listened and said, hey, after listening to a couple of y'all's shows and, you know, spending some time on your website, I was inspired to write, what was it?
Her first song in like five or six years.
And I was like, wow, that's like my favorite testimony so far is that God inspired this person to start writing after she kind of got excited about what she found out going on.
Oh, that's great. Well, we only have about a minute left or so, and I just want to know, how would you like us to be praying for you? Any specific prayer requests?
Thank you. We really appreciate that. We're in a really neat place. We just had our baby.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. And he's a mess, but we feel like God is really doing something in both of us. We both had a lot of different opportunities for things, and we just want prayer for God to do and send us where He wants us, because we're ready for what He has coming, and we feel it. We just want prayer to quicken that.
we feel like we're standing in front of a lot of doors, mm-hmm. and they all look really good, and we
want the right door to open.
We humbly ask to pray that the Lord will show us which door to go through, and for clarity on that.
Absolutely. May He give you wisdom. May He tell you whether to walk on the left or the right. May He tell you whether to go forward or backward. And may He guide you, not only give you wisdom, but also give you the provision that you need to do all that He's called you to do. In Yeshua's name.
Thank you.
Amen. We receive that.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. And
oh, gosh. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. I think that you are an adorable couple. I really loved hearing the story about how the two of you got together. Thanks so much for sharing that as well.
Yeah, sorry, I had a little bit of an inaccurate memory of it.
That's okay. You're a man, and you just came from changing a diaper, and that can affect your brain. So
I did.
Anyway, thank you so much, and let's keep in touch and talk again soon.
Yes, and Lord bless you too, Ethel, and everything that you're doing.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, weren't they adorable, guys? Oh, that was Toby and Brooke Manolis. And right now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yes, Adonai, Panam Alecha, V'yasem Lecha, Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. And remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Now, I'll be in the studio for a few more minutes if you want to call in at 222-2990. We don't have a winner yet. Who was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire? Who was it? He was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire. Call 222-2990 and I'll be here to answer the phones. And maybe you can win a coupon for bagels. See you next week. Shabbat Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick. AM.